This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by David Higginson. David serves in the dual role of Chief Innovation Officer and Chief Operating Officer. We're going to talk today about those roles, about his career, and a little bit more. David, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me today. I've got to tell you, the most interesting part of today is the fact that we get to talk about some industry trends and things outside the day-to-day hustle of the hospital. The last year of not having conferences and other things to go to and peers to talk to has been a challenge for us. And so it's really nice to talk to someone about the broader trends in IT and healthcare. My background is I'm originally from England. You can probably tell from my accent. Actually an accountant by trade. But I've been working in children's hospitals in the U.S. for 25 years in different C-suite positions and started out in kind of IT-type roles as a chief technology officer and a CIO. Came to Phoenix Children's Hospital about 10 years ago. And then once I was the CIO there, I took on some extra responsibilities as a chief administrative officer and then most recently as the COO. But I've always loved IT and technology, so I've kind of kept that around. And I still actually program the computer every single day. It's something that kind of keeps me sane. And so I love doing that programming work and kind of process improvement activities directly myself. But I've had a passion for children's healthcare. Ironically, I'm pretty queasy. I faint at the sight of blood. So it's a bit strange. I'm working in a healthcare organization, but it's something I really have a passion about, and obviously the children's hospital, it's very rewarding to be part of that whole infrastructure and taking care of children.
Take a moment on Phoenix Children's is a remarkable institution, and it's grown tremendously over the last 20 years, really. And there's a fascinating story of the evolution and turnaround and growth into one of the great pediatric health systems in the country. I'll ask you a couple different questions. The question I want to ask, but I won't ask, is do people pretend to have the English accent just to sound so much smarter? I assume it's truly a real accent.
It is, although I lived in Arkansas for 15 years, so I can always say y'all or I'm fixing to do something. So I try to keep that English accent up for you today. But yes, there's a bit of Southern hiding in there as well.
It's just magnificent. So talk to us for a moment about Chief Innovation Officer at a system that's been incredibly innovative. Talk about your top priorities as Chief Innovation Officer.
Yeah, well, like you said, Phoenix Children's has been on an incredible roll really for the last 20 years, you know, 10% growth year over year for the last 15 years. Some days in my roles, I feel like we're just trying to keep up. But it is an incredible organization. It's got kind of that startup mentality or a startup feel, which is strange for an organization this big. But people really do have that sense that, you know, anything is possible. And I'll tell you, coming from England where when I was growing up, kind of all the great things that happened in England 100 years ago and not much was changing. One of the greatest things about the U.S. is things do change. And I'd say Phoenix is probably right at the forefront of that where, you know, we come and address a problem and we don't think about, well, we've done it this way for 50 years. We actually think about, okay, well, what's the best way of doing that in the future? And it's a little bit strange when you first get to the organization because you naturally rely on what you did in the past. But there's a real incredible culture here of thinking about a different way to do things and nothing's kind of off the table. And I think that's an exciting environment to be in. And so, you know, you have to kind of balance that great opportunity to innovation. Everybody's kind of open and alert to it. In fact, sometimes we have to kind of slow down a little bit. And remember, we're just running a hospital as well, but the innovation is really important, but also just keeping up with the growth and trying to serve the Phoenix has been a challenge. As you may know, Phoenix has grown rapidly. I heard a statistic the other day that in 75% of Phoenix wasn't there in 1990. And so you think about the growth of the place, just keeping up with the demand has been incredible. And so we have to innovate in order to grow that quickly as well.
And talk about Chief Operating Officer and the top responsibilities there.
Yeah, so in terms of Chief Operating Officer, you know, it's the traditional role. So we, you know, my goal is to have the business run kind of without drama and let the clinicians be able to focus on what they need to do and have the patients have a great environment. So almost de-emphasize the day-to-day running of the hospital, not make it be the focus. And then rather than kind of big revolutionary changes, I really like to make small kind of continuous improvements around the hospital. So continuous tweaking things, making them better, that kind of lean mentality. I found that to be far more consistent, sustainable, and things people can actually get behind than around these kind of big revolutionary changes. And then for us, you know, we're always looking for ways to make big, meaningful strides in pediatric care. Phoenix Children's doesn't have a long research history like some of the other children's hospitals, but we think we have opportunities around innovation and the way we operate the organization to actually make big strides in the way that children are taken care of.
And what are you most excited about this year, 2021? You've had a great career at Phoenix Children's. You've really rolled up into two very serious, important roles. Chief Operating Officer, which is sort of about making the trains run on time, very connected to it. Chief Innovation Officer, constant improvement and constantly looking at ways to get better in terms of patient experience, staff experience, everybody's world, and how do you innovate and get better. What are you most excited about as you look at 2021?
Well, what I'm really excited about, and also with my IT background, is that we are really, like quite a few organizations, really focusing on the patient and what we can do to really enhance that experience. I think, you know, in the 2000s, we were really focused on putting electronic medical records in place and really those internally focused systems that delivered healthcare. And that's done for the most part now. Pretty much everyone's got a good EMR and those things are stable. And so what has really allowed us to do is pivot almost 360 degrees and focus on the patient and start putting in systems and processes that really enhance the patient's experience. And I think last year, this really came into the forefront with COVID because we had to meet the patient where they were. They couldn't always come to the hospital. They couldn't always do all the physical things they'd done before. We had to meet them where they were and provide that healthcare where they were. And so it's given us a really strong focus on patient interactions. And I will tell you, kind of definitely from a technology perspective or innovation perspective, 75% or more of my time now is thinking about how to make that connection with patients better and more seamless. There's lots and lots of touch points in the organization where we have to interact with patients, not just from booking an appointment or how we see them, whether it's virtual or in person, but the whole continuum of care and try to, like I said, meet those patients, because their expectation today is that they can do everything on a phone, but they don't need to talk to someone to make something happen, that kind of electronic infrastructure is there to support them. So that's the thing I'm most focused about. It's something that we've really not focused on in healthcare for a long time, and I think it's long overdue.
Do you ever marvel at how far Phoenix Children's has come in your tenure, Bob Myers' tenure? Do you ever marvel at how far the institution's come?
Yeah, it is. Things happen so fast. It's often, you know, have to take our time to look back. Sometimes almost like a quarter is what feels like a year. The business runs so quickly and we grow so fast. But yes, it's when I think back to 10 years ago when I came and, you know, back then the organization was still bootstrapping it from when it first started. And there were many things that were done on paper. It was really still a community hospital feel. And now we're going through that transition to a healthcare system. And someone told me the other day, you know, we feel like a gangly teenager where we're growing so quick. We sometimes have to make sure we've got controls of our arms and our legs. But that's the exciting part of it. Because we're growing so fast, you really get the sense that you're building something. And I think when we recruit people and they come here, it's a different kind of place. It's a chance to really build a hospital that's in the middle of its growth phase versus maybe some organizations that are, you know, like 50 years ago, they did their growing and now they're just maintaining. This really is an organization that's changing and morphing and doing new things all the time. So it's very rewarding. It's very hard work, but you can make a direct impact on how we take care of kids. And that's very exciting.
I mean, it really is remarkable. Do you remain, you spent time in Arkansas, you spent time now in a long time in Phoenix, Scottsdale. Do you remain an English football fan, or have you embraced American football, or are the loyalty still with English soccer/football?
That's a great question. So unfortunately, when I came here 25 years ago, you couldn't get English soccer on television in the US at all. It was kind of before that caught on. So I fell out of contact with it, but I am a big Formula One racing fan. So that's a European sport. I'm a big fan of that. In fact, it starts next weekend. But one of the things I've been able to enjoy in Phoenix, which I'd never understood before or never had the chance to do, is basketball. So in the last 4 years, I've become a huge Phoenix Suns fan. They're doing really well right now. But I never thought I'd enjoy the game of basketball, but it's one of the American sports I really have come to enjoy. It's very fast-paced. And so that's the one I've really adopted and tried to become more American by enjoying that sport.
Magnificent. What a pleasure to visit with you today, David, and what a remarkable career and what a remarkable growth and evolution by Phoenix Children's. It's really been something to watch, quite frankly, as an outside observer. What an institution has come in the last 15, 20 years. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your thoughts with us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, guys.